Just one quick halakha on the laws of Sefer Torah. Sometimes we have situations that arise that the Baal Koretz notices a question in the writing of the Sefer Torah, and sometimes you see they call up a child to come and make a ruling to see if the Sefer Torah is kasher or not. Now, how does this exactly work? So Maran writes in Siman Lamed Bet Halakha Tet Zayin that this concept of asking a katan to go up to the Sefer and read the letter, and based on if he reads the letter correctly, the Sefer is kasher. If he reads it wrong, it's pasul. This is not referring to every scenario. Maran specifically says it's talking about letters that are one-legged letters. For example, the letter Vav, the letter Zayin, the Nun Sofit, which is a straight line, for example. And at the time that the Sofer was writing, let's say, he wrote it short. And therefore you can mix up the letter. Is it a Vav? Is it a Nun? Or is it a Vav? Or is it a Yod? So therefore, since it's questionable, since it's a little short, so in that case, one would go and call up a katan and just show him the letter that is in question, and then he would make a ruling. He would say it looks like a vav. And if that's the letter you need, so the Sefer Torah is keshera. If he says it's a yud, then you take his look at it, and therefore the Sefer Torah would be pesula. Because in this case, the letter still has what's called surat ha'ot, meaning it still has the properties of the letter. We just have a question, is it noticeable or not? Is it a little short or not? However, for example, if the letter itself doesn't even have the surah, the image, or the structure of the letter, it's not going to help you by calling a katan up. For example, you have the letter Aleph. The letter Aleph has a base, that's the diagonal, which is like the letter Vav, and it has a Yud on the right upper part of the letter, and a Yud coming down on the left lower part of the letter. Let's say one of those Yudin of the Aleph is not touching the base. Not touching the base, the Sofer didn't attach it. That is not considered the proper configuration of a letter. And therefore, it's not going to help to ask a minor to come up and look at the letter, and he'll tell you, oh, it's an aleph. Doesn't matter if he reads it as an aleph. The letter is not a letter, because it's not touching the base. But in cases where it's just a straight letter, like I said, a vav, a zayin, even a chaf sofit, let's say. If the chaf sofit is a little short, so it could be looked like a dalid, or it could look like a chaf sofit. So in that case over there, you'd call the katan up and say, you know, what does it look like? Does it look like a, you don't ask him, does it look like a chaf sofit or a dalit? You just ask him to look at the letter, and whatever he says, that's the ruling of the Sefer Torah. So again, at least it has the proper configuration of a letter. It's just, it's a little short, so it can go either way. But if the letter itself is not written properly, even if a katan could tell, yeah, I could make that out, that's probably an aleph, it's not going to help you, because the configuration of the surat ha'ot was not there from the beginning.